Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
First Sunday of Advent, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the day of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you must also be prepared for an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." I would like to wish you all a happy new liturgical year, as well as the first day of Advent 2025. I hope you all had a very nice Thanksgiving weekend. And now we go full speed ahead into TV ads, ads in our mail, ads online, reminding us there's only 25 more shopping days until Christmas. The stress of getting the right gifts and decorating our homes, baking cookies, is at times overwhelming and all-consuming. As I reflect on the gospel for the beginning of Advent, which did sound a little harsh, we are preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus. But am I worrying more about the physical gifts I give to others and the worldly traditions of Christmas? Perhaps I'm not focusing on what I should really be preparing for. So, what is Advent really preparing us for? Yes, of course, we are celebrating and remembering the gift of Jesus' first coming and all that he has done for us. But we are also preparing for when he comes again. What are we doing in our lives to be ready for when he comes again? Today is the church's official start to the Advent season. But maybe we should always be in Advent, as we prepare for the day when we meet Jesus face to face. This gospel really speaks to me as I look not at knowing the events of life that lie ahead of us. In today's gospel we hear, "For you do not know on which day the Lord will come. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, would he have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into? So too, you must be prepared for an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." I've been privileged to be called to work with hospice patients for the last 17 years, and I'm often asked, "When do you think their loved one will pass?" It is the hardest question to be asked because I have no idea, but we know only God knows the hour someone will die. This past October, one of our workers at the hospice house was expecting a baby and was very anxious about this little one taking her time to arrive as her due date neared. I looked at her and reminded her that just like when we are asked when someone is going to pass into eternal life, only God knows that answer to the day and time. And as we know, the baby will be here very soon. We just don't know the exact day or time. Both are very unique one-time events in our life. We need to be prepared for when these events happen. We know that most expectant parents do so much preparation as they await the birth of their newborn. They most likely have made better plans than Mary and Joseph did when expecting Jesus. So, how do we prepare ourselves to enter eternal life? We know we celebrate Christmas on December 25th, but that is just an always set time. We do not know our set time on earth. Perhaps we need to put as much or more energy in preparing our lives for the day when we will meet Jesus face to face as we do to prepare for Christmas Day. We have many opportunities to prepare our lives and live by Christ's example by sharing our gifts of time, talent, and prayer with others. We are so blessed to be a part of this amazing parish and community, which offers liturgies in which we share Eucharist, prayer services, faith formation, small groups, outreach projects, community projects to share and grow in our faith, and the list goes on and on. I pray that we may all take time to prepare our hearts and souls for the day when Christ will come again. This doesn't mean we can't enjoy this holiday season, but maybe we can prioritize our time to let Christ's love shine into our lives so that we can share his love with others and we can see the light of Christ in those we meet on our journey. This Advent, instead of looking for Rudolph's red nose lighting up to guide Santa's sleigh, we need to be paying attention to the light of Christ guiding our lives so that we can enjoy his gift of life with him in eternity. Have a very blessed and meaningful start to your Advent, and may Christ's light always shine brightly through all you do.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.